From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Merry Christmas from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. You see, there is this fella, Chris Crinkle, whose eye has a bright merry twinkle. For merry mirth and good cheer, he spreads far and near to all with a generous sprinkle. So have yourself a merry little Christmas, and remember, if you're going to drink, don't drive, and if you're going to drive, well then don't drink. And we'll see you all at the Redfest 2024 in April. Merry Christmas to 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was perhaps a warning of things to come when large parts of the southern hinterland was battered by storms. In blissful ignorance, we watched and listened to the wind, rain and thunder and thought how much good the soaking rain would bring. It came as a shock to see the stories carried on the afternoon and evening news, with graphic views of damage and enormous hail. It had passed us by that day. However, the development of Cyclone Jasper has renewed caution and preparation along the Queensland coast, and much speculation as to its track and severity. It's a lottery that no one wants to win, and the presents these systems bring are far from the welcome treats we look for around Christmas. Naturally, the government authorities have initiated the necessary contingency planning in the event that Jasper creates a path of onshore destruction. Where there are active Wisen units, they will be on standby or already activating to assist various response bodies in their areas. Then, what about the rest of us? It's a topic that I have continued to address for some years now. That is, how does the radio hobbyist integrate into a support network to be an effective assistant in times of emergency? Does the individual need to be part of an organisation, or can they safely contribute to ad hoc nets? To the last question, some years ago there was a regular storm net run on the 147 Brisbane repeater, where anyone with relevant information would call in. This was a great innovation for motorists, commuters and others seeking local information to best negotiate the prevailing situation. I don't know if it still operates, but it was much appreciated in its time. The point is, I think, that all of us with experience and amateurs who have passed an exam to get on air are capable of providing assistance in an emergency. Yes, our use of pro words might not be to professional standards and we may lack any formal training, but the time spent in contesting and exchanging numbers has given the experience to pass information. There are CB-based groups such as Crest and Acrim, who can offer experienced operators too. Hopefully all the campers will have the batteries charged, the generator fueled, and everyone will have adequate survival supplies to weather a couple of days of severe weather. If you have neighbours who are elderly or infirm, ensure they are as prepared as can be with food, water and medicines at hand. It is times like this when Jasper can shake the tiles from the roof that we can be of the most help to those around us. Radio is a wonderful hobby, but it is also a powerful tool when needed, and we can all do our bit in the next few days. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.